Welcome to the Windows Workflow Foundation Developer Screencast Series. My name is Matt Milner, and I work for Pluralsight, a training company that provides both instructor-led and online courses for Microsoft developers. Visit www.pluralsight.com for more details. In this short screencast, I'm going to provide you some of the basic information about how fault handling or exception handling works in Windows Workflow Foundation. We're going to start to look at fault handling with a very basic workflow here. I've got a couple of custom activities. I have a write line activity that simply writes out to the console. And so to start, I just want to have this basic workflow, your simple hello world. So if we do a quick run through here, you'll see that this guy just writes out hello world. So each of the write line activities is configured with one word, and we get output onto the console. So pretty straightforward. Now, what happens if I add another activity in here, and here I have an activity that's going to raise an exception? If we go look at the source for this activity, we'll see that in my execute method, I'm going to do the same thing I do in my regular write line. I'm going to write out the particular output, and then I'm just going to have this throw an exception. I'm simply going to throw up a message that says we had an exception from within here, and provide the output text that was configured on there so we can see which activity threw that exception. And we'll see then if I add one of these to the workflow, we'll go in here and we'll change that to hello world exception now, and we'll say that the output text is exception. And so it looks just the same. Now I'm using a simple write line here, and I'm explicitly throwing the exception. This could be any activity. This could be an activity that accesses a database, calls a web service, tries to interact with the user interface, right? Really just simulating any kind of a failure condition here. And so if we look, I've just created the standard new sequential console application here. And one of the things that we have is if a workflow gets terminated, we have an event handler for that. And we're going to see that we'll write out the particular exception that got raised. So let me just put a breakpoint on there. And we'll start by debugging this. And so we'll see we get hello world exception, and then notice workflow terminated. So we get down to the exception message, and we can see it's exception from write line with text exception. Now what that means is that our workflow, when this exception got thrown, was done. There was no ability to continue on in that workflow. So if I come in and put another activity here, and we'll say after exception in there for the text, and we'll put that in the title just so we can see it as well. If I now run that, what we'll see is we get the hello world, and we get the exception here, because we wrote that out before we threw the fault or threw the exception. And then the terminate message, exception from write line with text exception, and that last activity never gets a chance to execute. And this is a very simple workflow with a couple of activities, but you can imagine having a workflow with hundreds of activities that if you have a fault partway through, there's no way to recover if you haven't handled that fault. The workflow is terminated. If you're using the persistent service, it will delete all that state from the persistence database. At that point, your workflow is done, and there's no way to recover it and get it back. So fault handling is extremely important. Now, the very simple mechanism for using fault handling in workflow is to use a scoping activity or a composite activity and add fault handler. So I'm going to drag a sequence in here, and I'll call this try write, and I'll put that activity in there that might throw an exception. So again, if you're accessing a database or doing something where you know you have potential for problems, you might do that. And then I'm going to go on to that composite activity and change my view. Almost all composite activities have the default view, which shows you the activities that it's going to execute, but they also have the notion of a fault handling view. And so if I switch over, you see we no longer see the activities that are going to execute, but now we have a view of how this thing will handle faults. And this is much like your try catch. In the main view, is your try block, the steps that you want it to execute under normal circumstances. Here we're going to identify the catch blocks. And in WAF, those are called fault handlers. So I simply drag a fault handler activity out here. And you can see I need to configure that. So if I come over, I have a particular fault type that I can catch. And so we'll pop that up. And I'm going to go out to MS Core Lib here, and we'll look for our application exception. That's the kind I'm throwing from my activity. And you can see that I also have a fault property here, but it's not something I can bind or set up. It'll be available once the fault handler is kicked in. So once I'm in the catch block, it's going to give me access to the fault. Much like if I said catch application exception and named it fault, then within that catch block, I'll have access to that fault. So I can do things here, put one of my write lines that doesn't throw an exception, and I will call this write fault detail. And now for the output text, I can bind that to that fault. So I could go into the fault handlers and fault handler one there, and we'll see that I have that fault activity now, that fault information available to me, and I'm going to drill down in and just get the message property, which I know is a string. So through binding, I can get access to the exception that was caught, and I can handle it. Now I'm just choosing to write it out. You could have logging activities. You could have an activity that notifies somebody that the particular exception happened. However, you handle those faults in your environment. Now, just like in .NET, I have the ability to drag multiple fault handlers out here, and I can specify different fault types for these things. So here I'll just go back and we'll add in a standard exception. And the filtering works just like it does in .NET. So in .NET, we have the catch blocks where we go from top to bottom in our code view with the most specific exception at the top. And .NET will then reach down through or filter through until it finds a matching catch block. In WAF, the visual is left to right. So it's going to start by looking at that first fault handler and its type and see if that exception type is a match for the thrown exception. And if not, it'll move on to the next activity. So here I want to say I'm going to write the general exception detail. And we'll go out and we'll bind that to the second fault handler's fault message. So I make sure to get that, and we'll have these guys spit out their faults in red just so we can see that on the display a little better. And so now I have this chunk of execution. If I go back to my view sequence here, I have this simple activity that I want to execute, and if it fails, if it throws an exception, now I've got some logic in my workflow to handle that. So if we quickly run this, now we see that hello world executed fine. The exception was our normal flow. That guy writes out and then throws an exception. And we see that our fault handler kicked in, and we wrote out in red that particular exception that got raised up. And the benefit now is that we see the after exception. We see that activity after the problem has executed and we continued on. So again, it's just like in code. If you have a try and a catch, you start executing the statements in the try block, and when one fails, you fall into the appropriate catch block. If you handle that exception as we've done here and not rethrow it, then after that try-catch block is complete, after all the catch statements are done, you move on to the next line of code after the try block. Now in WAF, you're simply using those composite activities to model the try block. Now, like I said, almost all composite activities have this. You can see I've got a fault handler's view at the workflow level. So I could have a top level fault handling at the workflow level, which would allow me essentially to do some cleanup and get notified that the workflow itself has captured that. Because what will happen is exceptions will bubble up just like they do in .NET. Right, they're going to move up. If this particular composite activity doesn't have the appropriate fault handler, then that exception will bubble up. So if we come up here to the fault handler's view, I'll just quickly drag out another fault handler, and bind these together. We do this one in green so we know that it's different. And so I have the fault handlers at the workflow level. I'm going to bind. And here we'll set that fault type again to the application exception. And so I've done the same kind of logic here. I've said I want to catch application exceptions. I'm going to write out in green this time. If it gets handled at this level, I'll go back to the workflow. Now normally, if we execute this, we'll see that won't ever get fired because we've handled it down here at this scope, at the try write. That exception's been handled, it doesn't bubble up, and everything continues on. If I step in here just to illustrate, let me simply disable or comment out that catch block. So now I only have one for a standard .NET exception. If we run that, notice that again it doesn't bubble up to the workflow. And the reason for that is that I still have this fault handler over here to catch anything that derives from exception. So I've gone through and found a fault handler at this lower level that actually works. So in order to truly bubble this all the way up, I'd need to disable that one. And then when we run it, we see that because it wasn't captured at this lower level, that exception has bubbled all the way up to the next composite activity, which in this case is the workflow. And now we see that that fault handler kicks in at the workflow level and writes that out in green. And there's two other things to notice. One, the after exception activity didn't execute. Because again, we had our try block essentially at this point where we caught this exception is the sequential workflow. We have nested composite activities. We can have nested try blocks. In this case, we bubbled up to the catch at the workflow level. And once that's done, there's nothing after the workflow to execute. But the other important thing to notice is that the workflow didn't terminate. We had a chance at the workflow level to catch that exception, to manage it and clean up, and the workflow itself completed without termination. Now again, if we have the persistent service, it's still going to be gone and done, but you've had a chance then to maybe set yourself up to restart that workflow or save out that data so you could use it in another instance of the process. So those are the basics of exception handling. You have the fault view on the composites. It allows you to define these individual fault handler activities. And on that fault handler, you're going to identify which type of exception to catch. And we filter left to right. So most specific on the left to the more generic exception on the right. And within that fault handler, you get to implement your catch logic with activities. And just like in .NET Code, those exceptions will bubble up. So each composite activity is checked as a try-catch, is checked for the appropriate handlers, and if it's not found, then that fault will bubble up to the next composite activity, keeping in mind that if we get all the way to the workflow and don't find a match, don't find a handler, the workflow will terminate, and then in your program logic, you can get notified or essentially see that exception, but at that point, it's too late to actually handle it or gracefully shut down your workflow. Thank you for watching this video in the Windows Workflow Developer Screencast Series. You can find more in-depth online training videos at Pluralsight.com. Pluralsight offers an extensive library of online training courses covering a variety of current and emerging Microsoft technologies, and you can access this valuable content from anywhere, anytime, within just a few clicks, while still learning from industry experts you trust. Check it out today at Pluralsight.com.